Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kroeter. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kroeter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kroeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso misplays the ball. That's an error on Caruso. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Webster reaches second base with a double. Surhoff goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 White Sox. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles won. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreuter for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields the ball and throws to Erickson covering. Safe. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Durham scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second, with Bordick covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Webster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Cameron. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and has Cameron trapped. There's the throw to Alomar who tags Cameron for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alomar. Caruso moves to second. Alan Mills now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Caruso moves to third. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell is walked intentionally. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Bell steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Chad Bradford now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alomar moves to third. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 3 in the game. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Kreuter. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Kreuter steals second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive beyond first. Norton can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bob Horry now pitching. Willie Green pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Willie Green is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Surhoff moves to second. Willie Green is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Green strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.